at quarterback, number 19.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl. He came from Miami, was oh so young.
Welcome everybody to the first episode of season 2 of 6 B's and a P. I'm your host, Brian Costco, here on AquabearLegion.com, ready for yet another season of Cleveland Browns football. For our special preseason episode, I've got a few special guests here live in the studio with me, Sherry Oliver, in the studio with me at 6 B's and a P headquarters, Ian Wolf.
Yay!
Woo!
And Chris Poland.
Yay!
Ian comes to us all the way from the lake-covered state of Minnesota.
Yes, I do.
How many are there?
At least 8 that I've seen.
8 lakes.
Probably
the land of 8 lakes. Mm-hmm. Ian, you may, well, no, our listeners may not know, probably said he was going to be on every single episode last season and crapped out on most of them.
No, I didn't say I was going to be in every episode, but every episode I did say I was going to be in, I did crap out on.
That's true. Chris Poland, you will remember from lots of episodes. We love Chris Poland.
I didn't crap out at all, did I?
No, never.
You, that's right.
You covered all of your stuff and made up for Ian's shortcomings probably several times, too.
Well, yeah.
So long the combination, of
people. The combination of you two together, it'll be unstoppable.
Let's hope.
So, for those of you who are new to this show, we talk about the Cleveland Browns. Usually by analyzing games and discussing things and topics that are going on in Cleveland Browns football, but also through the pain and suffering that it is to be a Cleveland Browns fan. However, I always say that at the beginning of a football season is the best time because nothing has happened yet, so there's no disappointment.
You do always say that.
You said it just now.
I did it there, just annual saying of that. So I thought we have a lot to get to today, obviously. We're doing this podcast shortly after the Browns' first preseason game, a win versus the Rams. And we'll talk about that later. Ian Wolf will give his I'm the only one who is able to watch some of the preseason game report.
Hey, what about internet, man? Live sport, right?
What'd you say?
What about live sport?
I had band practice in the woods. I was unable to.
Mm.
I tried live sport, and I just could not get it to work for myself.
Mm.
Yeah, I have on some other sites.
Yeah.
He was playing video poker all of a sudden.
lots of single ladies in my area.
Single ladies in your area, mm-hmm. Ready to meet you in Minnesota.
Ladies,
I haven't had single ladies in my area in quite some time.
No,
really?
There's been no single ladies in your area?
Not my area.
Everybody in Fairborn, the Marion kind?
Your direct area. So I thought it would make sense before we start talking about this season, some of the things that are surrounding the Browns, our hopes and dreams, our strengths and weaknesses, that we would talk about the few big things that happened in this offseason. It has been an awful long time since there's been an episode of 6 B's and a P. A lot has happened.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, our owner almost and still may go to jail.
Probably will, from what I understand.
Probably will, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Chris, what do you think? You think he's
going to go to jail? I don't know, man. I don't know the evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it's pretty dicey stuff. Jimmy Haslam, of course, owner of all the Flying J pilot gas stations, 550 travel plazas. I looked it up earlier in 43 states.
Travel plazas.
Mm-hmm. And a little while back, before all this happened, they had like an antitrust thing where they made him sell 26 of them, and apparently that's enough for it no longer to be a monopoly. But and I read also too recently that this week that he said his contingency plan, if something were to happen and he couldn't own the Browns, would be his 82-year-old father would take over.
That's what the team needs, old blood.
That's right.
Old blood, an old crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, sir, you are named the owner of Browns, and then I take back the old crazy man comment.
You just take away crazy. He's still old.
He's an old man. Yeah, I can't take that away. I don't have that kind of power. Of course, Browns coaching staff, as we're used to, completely being changed, which is good news in this case because there's no more Pat Shurmur.
Oh, I'm kind of disappointed by that.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to give a little, we're going to give a shout out here to Pat Shurmur. Sad to see you go, you stupid idiot.
Was that the sound of the obligatory unnecessary timeout?
Yeah, unnecessary timeout. Every single one of them you ever called. Now the offensive coordinator on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, boy.
So replacing Shurmur is Rob Chudzinski.
Chud.
How are we feeling about Chud?
I just want to say one more thing about Pat Shurmur, if I may.
Sure.
I don't miss him for anything football-related. I just like seeing those shots of him on the sideline where there's clearly not a thought going on in that brain of his. I don't think he's even... he's got those dead, dull eyes just kind of staring out the field. He's holding his thing over his mouth. Like maybe
they want to see him. He's an automaton?
I'd be giving him too much credit, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no thoughts.
No, not a one, but Chud. I'm happy about
it. So Chud, and I found it, we'll try to post it maybe from our Twitter or on the Facebook, which you can like us on now as well. I'll, promote that later. But I showed Ian earlier a pretty dreamy picture of, like, mid-20s Chud. vacant beefcake stare. Kind of.
Wow. Was that, what do you think that was, like 1985, that picture?
Something
was
like
from?
That.
Back then, he was probably, like, just swimming in it.
Yeah, oh, I believe
swimming
so.
In
you just...
Puss. Puss.
I thought you meant like the sewers. Like,
No, I mean...
Not that he's a humanoid underground dweller.
Nah. He's about to win a national championship. He won one with Miami, University of Miami.
Yeah.
With a former Brown as the quarterback.
Or is it former Brown we're going to be talking about later?
Maybe.
I hope so.
How's that for foreshadowing?
Yeah, it's a possible foreshadowing. We're not really
Should we take a commercial break now?
No, commercial break.
Yeah.
Do you need one?
Oh, no, just after that foreshadowing. It's like an episode of Lost up in here.
It is.
Only sensical.
So, Norv Turner as well, and Ray Horton Jr., the new offensive and defensive coordinators. So all new coaching staff. I'm feeling pretty good about it overall. And we're, once again, can you be nothing but positive right now? These guys haven't done anything terrible yet.
Yeah, give it time. It's the Browns.
It's going to be a long year here on 6B's and P. The draft, of course, also happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns pick up in the first round Barkevious Mingo.
Barkevious.
He's got a brother with an even more awesome name, and I don't remember it off the top of my head. But that'll be a sub-trivia question. Just someone tell us what Barkevious Mingo's brother's name is.
Yeah, well, as soon as I look it up.
Is it Meowcavious?
No, he has two brothers. His one brother, of course, Hugh. And
Of course.
And his other brother, even more naturally, Hugh-tavious.
Hugh-tavious.
Yes.
Hugh-tavious.
You're making that up.
No.
Nope. I wonder which one came first.
Probably Hugh.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine Hugh would be real disappointed
Hugh,
with his parents' choice for him.
Especially the other one's named Hugh-tavious. Like, it's got his name and then awesome stuff at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know? But
Barkevious has the best of both worlds. He's got Bark and then Evious.
And he looked pretty good, I heard, right? And we'll talk about that later in the game.
Sure.
We probably won't. You didn't really see too much. But we'll talk. We'll talk about that.
All right, we'll talk about it.
So in the draft, they also picked up, I believe, some sort of safety. Jamoris Slaughter. I have a feeling Sherry Oliver will be checking in later with her favorite names from the Browns roster, an annual 6B's and a Peach tradition.
Is he any relation to Webster Slaughter?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Assume they were all related.
And a few other people, you know, they didn't really. Leon McFadden, who also has a fantastic name,
mm-hmm.
Cornerback. But that's the thing, and we'll talk about that too later, that the secondary still I didn't really feel very good about what happened in the offseason. And then free agency as well. The Browns' main picks, I guess, would be Paul Kruger, that guy from the Ravens, and also picking up the Devon Bess, that wide receiver from the Dolphins, who's looking pretty sweet as well. So, you know, and then I would have to mention, of course, we're talking about free agency, that the Browns, unfortunately, no longer are the home to Phil Dawson or Ben Watson, among other players. That's a bummer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Phil,
how are we going to score points without automatic Dawson?
Right?
I don't know. Also, there's someone on our roster. I think it might. I don't know if it's the backup kicker or what that has a girl's name. I don't know. Maybe they're gonna. Maybe it's gonna be like some sort of Disney.
Shield Dawson.
Shield Dawson. Shane Graham, I think, is who he's talking about.
Is a lady.
Yeah.
Shane Graham, we'd love to have you on the show.
Spells it with a Y.
He does spell it with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, just to wrap up the offseason, I mean, obviously this is an extremely abbreviated and shortened version of that. This stadium got renamed. It's no longer Cleveland Browns Stadium. I believe in an act of sacrilege. It's not...
Is it named after a product now? Or a corporation?
A corporation.
First Energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are those assholes that call you all the time trying to get you to switch your energy solutions.
Well, it could be worse, I guess. It could be Second Energy.
The Toledo Mudhead Stadium. I would do like some sort of other stadium. Toledo Mudhead, that on the show.
If it's for the Browns, shouldn't it be like 41st Energy?
The 41st Energy. Ooh.
It's the preseason, man.
I know.
It's First Energy because we're going to be in first place of the NFL at the end.
There you go. I'm sure that's exactly what it's for. Let's all hope. Yep. I mean, right? And then, of course, Josh Gordon's, you know, he got suspended.
It's for a good cause.
Codeine?
Whatever.
Codeine?
Was it really codeine?
Codeine, I believe.
Oh. Well, yeah, the statement stands. Good cause.
Yeah. So that's about it. And we're going to talk about the preseason game, which we've hinted at a little bit. The Browns opened the preseason against the Rams.
They did.
Last Thursday. Ian watched 60% of it. I believe you were quoted at, right?
Yeah, I would say so. And almost all of it I had the sound on and was paying attention.
And what do you think? I mean, I didn't see any of it. They won.
They did win. The first game offense looked pretty good. It's hard to say, obviously, without Trent Richardson playing. The running game looked a little suspect, I think. But Whedon wasn't too terrible. I think he was like 10 of 14, something like that. Touchdown, no interceptions. Receivers look a whole lot better than they have the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And defense, front seven looked good. They're getting some pressure on the quarterback. The secondary, however, we'll see. I think T.J. Ward was out, though, so... Again, I guess we have to reserve judgment. And it's also the first preseason game, and I don't think anybody really gives a shit.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think it was like on ESPN Radio or something the other day. They were talking about how preseason doesn't really tell us anything, but it, like still, you know, like they were talking about quarterback battles and stuff around the league. And like, so even though these games are meaningless, they do actually mean something, even if it's...
Right.
But the Browns, obviously, there's not too much. Like, you kind of know who I think is starting.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out who's going to be on special teams.
Yeah, and, you know, probably someone's going to get hurt.
I didn't know until I was watching the game that Colt McCoy was traded. That's how in tune I am right now.
Yeah, to the 49ers?
Yeah, I had no idea.
No clue?
Not a clue.
Cool.
Guess how many clues I had?
Zero?
Zero. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So that was about it. Browns win. First team unit looked good. Defense is exactly what you thought going into the season.
Travis Benjamin returned a punt for a touchdown also.
Yeah, and that was pretty awesome. I like him too. And, of course, Josh Cribbs, another player that left now in the Raiders. Travis Benjamin going to be expected to pick up some of the slack there, I guess.
Yeah.
And
Buster Screen.
Buster Screen,
mm-hmm.
who I bet you will also be brought up in the good great names of the Cleveland Browns roster.
How much do you want to bet?
What did you say?
How much do you want to bet?
All of it. The whole rest of the podcast.
You're going to bet everything?
No, I won't do that. Okay. What's everything? I didn't know we had things here.
Is this a metaphysical conversation we're having now? What is everything?
What is?
I haven't been paying attention for quite a while, to be honest.
This week's trivia question, folks. What is
everything? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Think about that. Take a thinking break on that. Bernie Kosar, mm-hmm. one of our favorite people to talk about on 6B's and a P, did create a little bit of controversy after this preseason game. Let me see if I can get the comments up here. So we can actually see what Bernie said. Bernie had a lot to say about the Rams. Specifically, he said, let's see, quite a few things about both the Rams backup quarterback, Kellen Clemens, basically that he was embarrassed to watch him, those kind of things. At one point, Bernie added that, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have to watch the fourth quarter. And according to it said it was Kosar's comments. This is all from Cleveland.com. Kosar's comments about Clemens, the backup quarterback, that seemed to most rankle Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher, not happy, the Rams coach, about these comments. Said he had a lot of respect for Bernie Kosar and no longer does, apparently. There's your headline. When he came into the game, play-by-play man Jim Donovan told the story about Clemens having his daughter blessed by Pope Benedict and him giving the Pope an autograph. That was what caused Kosar to say, bless me, Father, for
well, Hold on. He gave the Pope an autograph?
That seems pretty weird, doesn't it? I didn't even have that in my notes, guys, so this is good. We're going off the fly here.
I think
yeah,
the Pope...
Wow.
Why
the fuck would the Pope want an autograph of Kellen Clemens? And it's Pope Benedict. He's not even the Pope anymore.
Well, maybe it's because he has terrible judgment in who he gets autographs from.
Jeez, oh man. Kosar then proceeded to call the Rams receivers horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Donovan, at a point trying to quell the direction that Bernie was headed, asked, what if their parents are watching? To which Bernie Kosar replied, I'd be embarrassed.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, Bernie Kosar, whose daughter supposedly did porn?
Not supposedly. I think that's factual.
That's the thing? Well, yeah. All right.
Maybe we can get her on the show.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you, Bernie. We don't know her name, but we'll just say Bernie Kosar is
porn star daughter.
Porno daughter.
Burnett.
See, this Kosar, is probably. You know, this is what I'm always. I mentioned earlier that I emailed the Browns. I talked to you guys. I didn't say it on air. Trying to get some players on, current or former, and I hope they really don't listen too much because they'll come across awesome phrases like Bernie Kosar's porno daughter. We'd love to have you on the show. So Bernie.
Well, we would.
Yeah.
It's not, honest. It's the policy of honesty that 6 mm-hmm. Music holds on to. Bernie is Jeff Fisher is mad, so is Kellen Clemens. But you're right, let's go back real fast before we get off this. Mm-hmm. Who is he to start giving the Pope autographs?
That makes no sense.
Maybe he was the first football player he ever met.
It's true.
Kellen Clemens, that would suck, man. If you were the Pope, I feel like you got to call in. There's got to be like a really famous Catholic football player that you could.
Does NFL Europe still exist? He would have had to have met somebody.
Yeah, I don't think that exists anymore.
I think my favorite part about the Bernie Kosar story is that he blamed it on post-concussion syndrome.
Yeah. He did have a lot of concussions. It's not a laughing matter. We're laughing with him.
Yeah, kind of is.
I'm laughing at.
People like, Bernie, and we love Bernie here on this show,
Oh, yeah.
We say some terrible things about him and his commentary styles. What was that?
Yeah, it's like,
you mean drunk?
There was actually, and that's funny that you said, there was reference to that in some of these comments. Like someone, I don't remember who, when I was reading it, was talking about how he seemed sauced or something.
He's right up there with Herb Score and Joe Nuxhall in the pantheon of great drunk sports broadcasters in America.
Sure, right? He's even like, what's the guy from Major League, Harry Doyle?
Harry Doyle.
He's not even a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie. Go on.
I say, what other sort of things can you blame on post-concussion syndrome? Because if that's a pass, I'm going to give myself a few concussions and go hog wild on it.
I think you're only allowed to say anything or do anything.
Is that all?
That's yeah. The only parameters. That's not bad.
All right. What about thought?
You know, keep that to yourself.
Okay, fair enough.
You can do that whenever, I think.
Well, you know.
I don't think it'd work the same for you not being a professional football player. Like, I feel like if you just rammed your head into the wall and gave yourself a few concussions, you couldn't just go do and say whatever you want. I mean, you could
have. Yeah, you still have the excuse of, hey, I had all these
things. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
People were mad that he said those things about the Pope, too. Like, people, it's not even the, I mean, yeah, whatever. Bernie, you know, Bernie being Bernie, guys.
Turns out a lot of people are real uptight about the Pope.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Jeff Fisher and thinks Kelly Clemens is way better than he is, and so does Kelly Clemens, apparently.
Hey, Jeff Fisher should have come out in the press conference and said, you know, Bernie, you're not off base on this one.
And then just go, I'd like to announce that Kelly Clemens has been released. Mm-hmm. Co-sire
said he'll be the first player in the Vatican's football team. Yeah.
There you go.
The first player to give the Pope an autograph to be released after the first preseason game.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to go into one. We have a new segment. We have several. Well, no. I don't know if we have several. We have one right now, besides bringing you constant up-to-date news of what Bernie Kosar says.
I'm excited. Going forward, that's probably going to be amazing this season.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Bernie.
Yeah, hopefully he'll keep doing it. We love Bernie.
We do love Bernie.
Our other new segment, I guess, other than talking about Bernie Kosar, is one of our other favorite guests from last season, Brian Wiebe of Chicago, Illinois, the Weeb, is going to start giving, and we're going to see, I don't really even know right now, I'm announcing something that even I haven't heard at this point through the magic of radio here at
60. You're breaking the wall.
Headquarters. No. We're all here in the headquarters of the studio together.
I want to talk about the weirdness of what's going on right now, honestly.
What?
How we are broadcasting this over YouTube.
Do you want to talk about like that?
I want to talk about that. I'm burning down the house, son.
Okay, this real fast, because I don't want to lose my segue totally.
I'm sorry. I railroaded your segue.
No. You know what's even better? That it got railroaded, and now it's a teaser. We'll talk about the YouTube thing in just a moment. We're going to get to a brand new segment from Brian Wiebe where he rants about things, and then we put him on this podcast. And according to a text message received earlier here at 6B1P headquarters, this is about how Brian Wiebe believes performance-enhancing drugs and drugs, it just says, should be legal in football. And also, he's going to talk a little bit about how white people take the fun out of things.
Hey everybody, Brian Wiebe here to do a new segment, trying to figure out a name for it. Feel free to leave a comment as to what it should be called. Shut up, idiot is an option, kind of like that one. All I could think of at the moment is broken bandwagon, because I was not born a Browns fan. I was born in Texas, and actually chose to be a Browns fan, which I think is probably not all that common, hence the broken bandwagon. But there are some levels there, man. Change the way you think about bandwagons today. Anyhow, I want to talk a little bit about Josh Gordon. As you all know, he's been suspended for the first couple of games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. He was sipping some scissor, you know, he's prescribed it for strep throat, didn't realize he couldn't take it. For many, this no doubt brings to mind the beginning of the last season when Brown stud Joe Hayden had to miss 4 or 5 games for Adderall. And, you know, I've seen countless articles condemning these guys. But I don't want you to think I'm about to join that bandwagon. I'm going to go a different route and say, hey, NFL, go fuck yourself. What are you, the No Fun League? I'm sick of all these old, white, waspy drill sergeants doing whatever the hell they want and then telling the league superstars what they can and can't do. I mean, the entire Denver front office was arrested for drunk driving. You know, former Browns dude was one of them. Literally everyone that watches football does so with a beer in their hand. I would also bet that, you know, and win the bet that alcohol is the best-selling item at every football stadium. I mean, I'd bet alcohol beats friggin' hot dogs. And I think if I ever stopped drinking, I would stop watching football. I mean, I just don't give a shit what drugs, performance-enhancing or not, NFL players or any athletes take. What I do care about is not getting to see the best players play because the league is trying to maintain some facade that every NFL player goes to church on Sunday, then hustles down to the field, maybe with a quick stop to get a Johnny Unitas haircut, eat a hamburger, give a kid a Coke, and wave a flag. Football's the American dream. getting paid millions of dollars to play a game in which you essentially beat other people up is what Americans dream of and want. It doesn't get much better than that. But what the hell is the point of being a millionaire if you can't do whatever the hell you want the rest of the time? Now, I gotta add the caveat there that I'm certainly not saying you should be allowed to shoot other people and get away with it, or run them over in a car, or, you know, hold a stripper hostage, or, you know, run the economy into the ground, any of those sorts of things. But, you know, the war on drugs has failed, and sporting institutions, all institutions need to recognize that. There's not a single sport that is untouched by drugs. I mean, riding a bike is now tarnished because, you know, you can't win the Tour de France without doping, you know. And, you know, Lance Armstrong seems like a real dick, but I don't care. I just don't, you know. What they do to their own bodies in their free time, eh. I just want to see some good games. So, you know, that's my drug rant. Now I got a different direction to go. May surprise you a little bit. Dancing. I recently saw an article about the league considering stiffer penalties for end zone celebrations. Why? Who doesn't love an end zone celebration? It's my favorite shit. People that suck, and people that don't dance even when no one's watching, you know, like, shitty people, people that hate fun, don't like end zone celebrations. How many montages, top 10 lists, so on and so forth, ESPN specials, have there been about end zone celebrations? Countless. How many montages, top 10 lists, have there been of flags being thrown and kickoffs being assessed, penalties for celebrations, and, you know, front office people deciding these idiotic things? You know, have you ever seen a list of, like, ESPN's top 10 dumbass front office people? I don't think so, because people don't care. You know, they just want to watch the game, and it's supposed to be fun, you know? I think that's the whole point. Anyhow, this all leads me to the larger point that's just so prevalent in, you know, sports commentary and the league administrators and announcers. You know, everybody's got this holier-than-thou sanctimonious thing about them. But let's not forget that these are fucking criminals that are getting paid stupid money to be stupid assholes, and somebody should, you know, I'm trying to point that out. These are people that are paid to talk that can't talk. These are the white-collar criminals that are fucking us all over and getting away with it. You know, Jimmy Haslam, prime example. I'm looking at you, buddy. Don't care if you own the Browns. America's in the toilet because of these people. Not because of drugs and dancing. Because of greed and wealth and arrogance and hubris. Because of the extremely rich and powerful who think they can tell everyone else what to do. They can't tell me what to do. Go Browns.
All right. Always insightful commentary from Mr. Brian Wiebe.
The man's a genius.
Yeah.
What is it you always say, Ian?
I always say when anybody asks me about Brian Wiebe, I say, really makes me think.
He makes us all think. And, of course, Brian Live. Sherry told me I wasn't, and I think it's a good idea, too. You know, she said we probably shouldn't call that the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. That's what it is on ESPN. When people are coming in from somewhere else. So we'll wait and see if we get a sponsor for that.
How about the First Energy?
The First Energy. I don't think we can say it about anybody, though, because they're not officially offering their support to this show.
Maybe we can get, like, a local sponsor. Maybe, like, Snowville or Casa or something.
That'd be great. We'd love to. Anybody out there?
If you're listening and you want to sponsor that segment, just email us at sponsor@ 6bs1p.biz.
Is that
the email address?
It's not the email address.
/com.
We like it. That's good enough. Email that. See what happens. No. Yeah. So Brian Wiebe, of course, we'll try to have him on every week or as much as possible to give his perfect slant on the Cleveland Browns and what's going on in football.
One angle is the perfect slant.
45 degrees, is that it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's optimal. I don't know if that's perfect.
90.
No, that's not really a slant.
That's just a great drop-off.
Right angle, more of an L. Ian, before we went and heard from Brian, we gave that great teaser.
It was great.
It was pretty fantastic.
I think in the radio business here, they call that a teaser.
What the fuck is a radio?
Hey, man, come on now. I'm on the radio.
Internet audio business.
What the fuck is an internet?
We're here, just so everyone knows, live in studio, all three of us in the same room. Mm-hmm. But we're not.
Aqua Bear compound.
We're not. Ian's going to break down the wall.
No, we are. The Aqua Bear compound stretches underground from St. Cloud, Minnesota, back into Ohio through Chicago. You might think that the Brian Weeby piece was pre-recorded, but he just did it live and doesn't want to talk to the rest of us. Pipeline. Yeah, he doesn't. It's personal relationships are going afoul, but we won't worry about that right now.
I thought he was in that isolation chamber listening to Bernie on repeat.
Until we ding a button and then he has to talk for a few minutes.
That's why he's mad at us, because he really didn't want to go in there.
Do you think... I don't know if he's mad at us, was he? We don't even know.
Well, he was like 2 days ago, last I checked.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Aqua Bear compound, it goes from Minnesota to Ohio, but because we're all in different parts of the compound, we are having to do this podcast via a Google Hangout on air, which is currently being broadcast live on YouTube.
Yes.
So, well, not currently when they listen to it.
That's true. As we record it, it's being broadcast live. So
yeah, we're going to delete this thing rather quickly. Yeah.
If any of you shirtless weirdos have a time machine, you can come back in time to the 11th of August. It's 8:22 Central, 9:22 Eastern. You can search 6B1P on YouTube, and you can find us talking about this right now.
You can see for yourself what I am, Ian, in some sort of strange, dark Minnesota room sweating.
It is so hot in this strange dark
Minnesota. Drinking red wine.
Well, so, that's my half part of the...
That's gone now.
Yeah. There's a little bit left.
So,
but it's just weird. Like, at any point during this process, a random person could come on and watch us and start jacking their shit.
I have a question. So, yeah. So will we know if that happens?
Yes.
Does it notify us?
I have a thing that tells us how many viewers we have, and you will maybe be surprised to find out that we have zero viewers.
Gotcha.
Presently. Okay. But in the future, you might, if you happen to get a line on when we're doing this, and you search 6B1P, you might be able to find this happening live.
That's true. Maybe we'll even do that. Maybe we'll do that for an
hour. We should do that. Then I will have to learn how to stop sweating in this hot-ass fucking room.
Maybe you know what else I think you should learn?
Winter. It's Minnesota. What, Chris?
What the 6 B's and 1 P stand for.
Ooh.
I have some guesses.
Yeah?
So, Ian, you don't know, is that correct?
At one time in my life, I did know. And that time was very brief.
Chris, do you know what the 6...
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, I thought you did. Ian, what are your guesses? So, real quick, for those who don't know, the name of this show is 6 B's and a P. It actually can be written as it is popularly, as 6 B's and a P, but it could also be BBBBBBP. And those stand for things. Ian, what do you think?
When you say that, I want to throw a Q in there in an homage to Homer Simpson.
What's that extra B for?
That's for BBBBBB.
So 6 B's, 1 P. I know one of them's Brian, so I'm going to assume the first one is Brian or Brian's.
So far, so good.
No.
No, it's not.
No.
Brian, you've already failed. No, Brian is one of them.
Yeah, it's one of the bees, for sure.
Is this like that game on Price is Right where you guess the price of the car and you have to get it exactly, or if you guess the number and it's one of them, they give it to you?
As long as you don't go over the number of bees.
Really, I don't care. I just want to play Plinko.
Okay. We don't have Plinko. We might. I don't know. Do we here in studio? We have. Let me. Interns over there. What do we?
Yeah.
They're saying no on the Plinko, guys.
No Plinko.
Oh, they do have a gong.
Yeah, this is what we have. Now they're just playing it. And everything's going at once. Now
they're just fucking with us.
All right, so what's your guess, bro?
You got Brian, so that's one. You got five other Bs.
Brian's, Browns. That was my other guess. Is one of those Bs for Browns?
That's true.
It is.
You've got them, but they're in order.
Backing.
Yeah, and here's the trick, and I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
Essentially, two of those words get used twice.
That's true.
Brian believes Browns believe Brian takes spies.
You, Chris, that definitely went over the allotted amount of bees, I think, yeah. Which was...
Brian believes Browns believe Brian bakes and a pie.
Well, Belize wasn't even one of the words you said earlier.
You forgot about Macker.
Oh, damn it.
Do you want the... What about the P? What do you think the P is before I... Because obviously you don't know.
I mean, podcast?
Hey!
Right. We got that podcast there, everybody.
So good next... Word. I don't...
And you're 20.
I don't want to know what it is. I want to try again next week.
Okay.
I won't look it up. No, I know it's Brian, Browns, Backers, and Podcast are four of the words. Right?
Mm-hmm. And then, so I will give you your hint, Ian, for next week.
Okay.
It's a two-part hint. Two of the words that you've already said in the bees get used twice. I'm not going to tell you which ones, but I'll bring your total of five bees.
Okay.
There's another B word you have not guessed.
And the funny thing about it is it is totally inaccurate.
Inaccurate and is a fool's errand.
Is it best?
No. But that is a pretty good guess, actually, based on the clues I just gave you. So we'll have you try again next week if we let you back on the show.
Oh, please do.
Well, I mean, I've got bosses here at the headquarters that...
Who? Who is your... I thought... You're Brian. You're the... eponymous Brian of this podcast.
The Aquaber Legion podcast studio facilities are not run by me, you know?
Really? You're just an employee?
Yeah, I just show up. I actually have a very similar setup to the one you mentioned earlier that Brian Levy has. Mine's I have a little bit more freedom.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you said Brian's just in that tube.
Listening to Bernie
over and over again.
Okay. Is the other B Bernie?
No. No, it's not. And in fact, we're going to cut that off because you're just going to keep. I mean, actually,
you don't get to try again until next.
You're doing it next week, or you're doing it now, man. You need, and I really don't even know if the people wanted. That's a lot. We're stringing it out here now.
We are stringing it out, but
all right. Next item.
Next item. Season preview in general. Let's talk about the offense. Brandon Whedon.
He's as old as we are.
Yeah.
And none of us are athletes.
We're not quarterbacks. No.
Not in the slightest.
Nope.
No.
So he's
better than us.
I was going to say, based on those two pieces of evidence, he's going to fail spectacularly.
He could go either way, really. I mean, he wasn't very good last year. He wasn't as terrible as he could have been, but he wasn't very good.
Do you think we'll get more downfield passing under Norv?
Yeah, and I think Chudzinski, that's one of his things, too, for... Those of us who might not, those viewers who might not follow the Browns to such detail, Rob Chudzinski.
Now, we have zero viewers. Remember.
Listeners.
Well, I'm sorry. I got confused because this is on YouTube as well. Listeners. Rob Chudzinski played he was the offensive coordinator of the year the Browns had Derek Anderson, and he threw for a bajillion yards.
The year that he was not Derek Anderson.
Yeah, and I mean, that was Derek Anderson. I know we keep saying his name, but, like, it really needs to sink into everyone's head. Yeah. He sucks.
That was bad. It was the one year that Kellen Winslow wasn't crashing motorcycles or getting staff.
Ramping, flaming, like, tire pits or whatever he does in the offseason. Mm-hmm.
Calling himself a soldier all over.
And, of course, backup quarterbacks. I don't want to talk about backups too much, but they did sign Jason Campbell this year, that old Raiders
player. He did look good in the preseason game.
I like him way better than any backups this team has had for the past few years, Colt McCoy or Seneca Wallace.
Spurgeon Win.
Jeez. Those guys suck. You might hear the cat in the background scratching at the door.
I'd like to see more than 3.6 yards a carry out of Trent Richardson.
So would I.
A lot of that's on the offensive line. And we just which guard just went down for a fair piece of time?
Who was it? Someone's having surgery. It's
Not Mitchell Schwartz.
Something like that. Yeah, so they're going to need all of them. I mean, obviously, you got Mitchell Schwartz and Thomas.
I know Sherry's doing the favorite player names, but Mitchell Schwartz. That's
one of yours.
One of yours.
Number one.
Yeah.
Chris, you have a favorite. Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. What was your question?
Do you have a favorite Browns name? I know Sherry.
You know, Barcavius is pretty awesome. I did notice that, and I don't want to steal Sherry's thunder, but there are at least 18 Browns in the current roster with last names that could also be first names.
Ooh,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you want to hear them?
Yes, all of them.
Do you want to just hear the last names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we'll just do the last names, all right?
Yeah.
I just want to say Mitchell Schwartz sounds like my accountant. Or he would if I had money.
You don't have
money. I don't have money. Come on now. This is me we're talking about.
Can I go?
Yes.
All right. So, Aubrey, right?
Okay.
August.
August, yeah.
Benjamin. Cameron. Cole. Cooper. Gordon. Graham. Jackson, and there are two Jacksons. Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah, I don't. We're not going to talk about him. Let Sherry handle up.
Lewis, Mac, Miller, Nelson, Taylor, Thomas, and Wallace.
Taylor Thomas.
Taylor Thomas Wallace.
Taylor Thomas Wallace. That's crazy.
Sounds like a law firm.
18 Browns players with last names that could be first names.
So you have I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was always told that people with two first names could not be trusted.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah. You guys, okay, yeah, you guys are both good. Unless, I guess you could, probably Wolf is some dumbass name someone would give their kid now. Tracker and Wolf.
A German, W-A-U-L-F, I think it is a first name.
No.
Like Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah,
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
But he doesn't spell it the same way.
No, he doesn't. If he spelled it the way I spell it, that'd be weird.
Trent Richardson, so we talked about that. We need to see more out of him, and you're not seeing it in preseason because he's on the shelf.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a. But as far as the other running backs, like Deion Lewis, I didn't see the game, but that guy they picked up from the Eagles, who also you may remember from slightly a month or two ago as someone that was tweeting to people right after Aaron Hernandez got arrested that, you know, some things that probably weren't true about how maybe he might be in it, you know. He's not going to get arrested. He didn't do anything. And then it was like, minutes later, taking him to jail. Innocent until proven guilty, though, here on 6 P's and a P.
Even in the compound?
No.
Right.
That, it's a Thunderdome there. Every man for himself, or woman, animal.
How do you feel about the receiving corps?
I feel way better about it if Josh Gordon could stop getting busted for drinking syrup. Scissor.
Do you think that makes it easier to play football or just more fun?
Probably just more fun. It might not be fun, though, either. Like, imagine if you get hit and you drink too much of that, it probably make you throw up.
You wouldn't feel it after
purple
a point.
Stuff.
Purple stuff. I say you wouldn't feel it after a point, I would think. You get enough of that purple drink in, yeah.
So you're right. You have enough of that purple drink, you can get hit by whatever. I'm sure it won't really matter. And so, yeah, but I feel better about it. Devon Bass, I think, was a great pickup. Greg Little,
absolutely.
Better. You know, I like Greg Little, I think, still.
They
picked up David Nelson, a guy from the Bills a few years ago. He was out all of last year because of some sort of injury, but is all healed up and ready to go. And yeah, Travis Benjamin, man, I think, you know. I like him, too. Offensive line, we mentioned, you know, still some issues with it, especially now LaVau. I think it's LaVau is out.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But
not going to help Richardson at all.
No.
And that's the other thing. The other thing we can talk about in the overarching conversation going through offensive defense is that the Browns still have a bunch of cap space and a bunch of money that they haven't spent. And there are people that are out there who could maybe help a little bit. I understand you already get your system going and you've had camp, but, like, a 10-year veteran can play guard and help out, you know, so hopefully they'll sign somebody. Tight end is a little rough. As we mentioned, Ben Watson left. That's another point of concern. I think Jordan Cameron.
He had a pretty terrible drop in the game that I think it was Josh Gordon made a pretty amazing catch on.
Yeah.
And he tried to catch the ball with his shoulder pads, which rarely works.
And he was a basketball player in college. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a converted football player. He's like a man beast, but he can't. catch the ball, I don't think.
Like Rhino the Man-Beast?
Probably.
Ooh, just like that, actually.
Exactly like that, which is probably why he's penciled in as the starter.
Yeah.
And they signed somebody. Who else did they sign?
They signed a guy that came from wherever Chud was last.
Carolina.
Underground?
Yeah.
The Underground is Chud.
You know, series of New York City.
Yes, Chuds. And then the Chuds came.
I just want to say that Chud, Norv, and Horton sounds like a gang from the 1950s that you would not be afraid of.
Yeah, not at all. Or a really crappy law firm.
Yeah. Busted edge
lawyers. Taylor, Thomas, and Wallace.
No, of course not.
I'm going to have to see if we can get the clip from an episode of Simpsons, audio clip of "And Then the Chuds Came," so we can use that in future episodes.
You think we can get Chud on the show?
You know, right now, I don't even know. It seems like I'm just kind of taking anything I could get. I haven't even gotten a response yet. Annie Browns.
If you're listening and you know any Browns, have them email I want to be on 6Bs and a P at aquabearlegion.org.
Also, Bernadette Kosar.
Yes, Bernadette Kosar.
Burn.
She can do a video submission.
Holy moly. Defense.
Secondary.
That's really... secondary is rough, man. Still rough. I mean, Joe Hayden, but who else do you have? It seems like the second cornerback's either going to be Buster Screen or possibly Leon McFadden. I don't know, man.
Maybe use some of that money they have left over.
That's what I'm saying. Well, there's a safety. Like, Kerry Rhodes is available, a guy who played in Ray Horton's defense at Arizona, veteran, who would be good. But they just don't. It's weird to me. And then, of course... but the rest of the defense, I should say before we go on, they picked up Paul Kruger, they picked up that...
Yeah, and front seven looked really strong against the Rams.
They picked up another defensive tackle, right?
Phil Hughes still kind of a beast.
Yeah, and Phil Taylor's there, Jabal Shearer. So they have, I mean, their defense was pretty good last year, and they added some pieces. But yeah, secondary is still an issue, but the rest of it seems pretty good. Arkevious Mingo, of course, I'm excited to watch him play.
Mm-hmm. He had a sack in the preseason game that was nullified by penalty.
Oh. He's already fitting in.
Nullified by penalty on the Rams. It was a tripping call. They took the 10 yards on that instead of the 6-yard sack.
Look at that. See, that's that kind of analysis that we can only get when you've watched 60% of the game. I didn't get to watch it. And that was like,
almost all of it with the sound on.
Yeah, what do they call it? They call that, yeah, it's like a, what do they call that in history? A primary source.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Wolf, you were there when that happened.
I was indeed.
Special teams. Phil Dawson gone, replaced by Shane Graham.
Or Bogate? Is that the other kid?
Yeah, name from rookie, camp? Right?
Yeah, from Georgia, I think.
Yeah. Phil's playing with the Niners, though. Shane Graham used to play for the Bengals, I believe, right?
He did, but you know what? Fuck them.
The Bengals or Shane Graham?
And the Bengals.
In studio, you don't get to see here, too. I hope you don't mind me talking about your problem, but how much wine Ian is consuming, and now we're getting into the fuck them portion of the roster analysis.
It's a fair point. It's a lot of wine.
How much wine? How many liters?
How many liters of wine have you had? I've had 1.5 old Milwaukee since we started.
Let me first check my box to see how many liters it contained to begin with.
While you're doing that... We're going to move on to, we, of course, as you know, on 6Bs and a P, have a couple regular segments, award-winning segments.
What right? Award? What award have...
I heard it was Best New Band in Athens.
Best segment. Best New Band in Athens for these segments.
I heard it won a Tony.
No. They are not award-winning. But, again, if there's any awards out there that someone needs to give... Actually, you know what, before...
The podcast.
Before we get into our non-award-winning segments, let's go to Sherry and have her... One of the things we did on our first episode last year, Chris, I think you and Randy,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly, we went through the Browns' full roster from this point of the year, which has a lot of people on it. You know, it's still preseason. Sure. And gave some of our favorite names. And throughout this episode, we've mentioned a few. And Chris earlier giving us the 18 last names that could be first names.
And you don't think Bingo could be a first name?
Maybe Mungo, but Mingo?
Mungo sounds like a wrestler.
I think it is.
Mad Mungo?
Mm-hmm.
Or Mongo. Mungo or Mongo, I can't remember.
Mingo is a county in West Virginia.
No.
That's all. That's all I have to contribute.
Let's go to Sherry.
Hey, so what can you tell us about Lancaster and mangoes, Ian?
Lancaster, Ohio and mangoes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think I can tell you anything about that.
Didn't you work at a pizza place there?
I did, but we didn't have mangoes.
Didn't people ask for mangoes?
I think people did.
Did they?
What are they called?
Oh, fucking green peppers.
God damn. Yeah.
Right?
Somebody called in asking for mangoes, and what they was green pepper.
Green pepper.
Those are not the same thing.
No, they're not. Is anybody down here too? The toboggans, right? It's a hat.
Toboggan is a hat, but it's also a sled.
It is.
What's the point of this?
I don't know. Let's take it to Sherry for the favorite Browns names on this year's roster. We'll come back. 6 B's and a P. AquaRelation.com.
Boo! Boo!
I have for you the 13 sweetest names on the 2013 Browns roster, in no particular order. Chris Obanaya, Tori Gurley, Brad Smelly, Braxton Cave, O'Neal Cousins, Barkevious Mingo, Nicholas Jean-Baptiste, Ishmaeli Kitchen, Justin Staples, Billy Wynn, Tank Carter, Buster Screen, and Jamoris Slaughter.
All right. Thanks to Sherry Oliver for your hilarious Browns names.
Thanks, Sherry.
Mingo!
Mingo! Mingo! Do you guys want to try to harmonize?
Mingo!
No.
Mingo.
Right. Lots of funny names. Some of those people will probably not be on the Browns in a few weeks.
Garrett Gilkey?
Huh?
Deshaun Gibson?
I think he'll be on there. They didn't sign him. LJ Fort, who I always thought sounded like a G.I. Joe. Like,
Kalen?
We have a couple segments. Okay, so they're not award-winning. But a few segments that we always do here on 6 B's and a P. We're going to kick it off. These were very popular last year. First one, the Don Fleming Memorial Trivia Question.
Right.
Yeah. Woo! As many of you know, just quickly, I won't do this every week, but Don Fleming was a player for the Browns who was pretty awesome and then got electrocuted and killed while working for the electric company because back then football players had to have two jobs.
Wait, the TV show?
No.
The actual electric company.
First Energy?
Probably. First Energy's predecessor.
It was like, electrocuted. Electrocuted.
Morgan Freeman came out. Wasn't he on Electric Company?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The TV show, not the company.
Uh-huh. If you know the answer to that question, tweet us at
Freeman. That's not the trivia question. It's not the trivia question. The trivia question is, it was Hall of Fame week, right? In Canton. I don't know if anyone cares about that. Bill Parcells and a few other people got
Bill
inducted.
Bill Parcells.
And this week's question I decided... Actually, let me tell you, too, also, I did lots of research on both Jimmy Haslam, Rod Chudzinski, Ray Horton, all these guys, to try to find something interesting or cool to ask about all of them. Not a lot of information, especially about Jimmy Haslam.
Less of that information was interesting?
Yeah, none of it really was. It was mostly just where he's born and, like, the terrible things he's given money to, you know, that kind of stuff.
How he owns a business in which you can pay money to take a shower.
Yeah. If that isn't, you know, class warfare,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. He actually shows up on the billionaire list. He's, like, the 300 million billionaire.
With Forrest Mars Jr.?
Forrest Mars Jr., who we may or may not... Well, we should probably have a segment about him at some point. Yeah. Candyman.
Mm-hmm. Candy,
I come on the show, Forrest Mars Jr., 81-year-old magnate of Mars Candy, if you're listening and would like to come on the show.
Just email us at iamthecandyman@...
And not the candyman that's made out of bees, preferably.
No.
This week's Don Fleming Memorial Trivia Question is... How many Browns are in the Hall of Fame? We want the number of Browns. Not right now.
48.
No, both of those are incorrect. That's your hint. And then also, if you want, you can tell us which team, it could be the Browns, probably not, has the most in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Brian, I have a question.
Yes.
The person that gets it right, the first person that gets it right, do they win anything?
They do. They win a orange and brown Aqua Bear Legion button and Aqua Bear Legion sticker.
Well, I'll be goddamned.
Yeah.
I would have thought they didn't win anything.
No, but they do, Ian. Hmm. They win. They also get your Google sweatband from this episode.
It's not doing a very good job right now. I will tell you that much. Probably because it doesn't actually exist.
If you know the answer to the Don Fleming Memorial Trivia question, there's several ways you can answer. We are on Twitter at the number 6, letter B, number 1, letter P. You can find us there. Tweet at us the answer. You can email me at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at aquabearlegion.com. And we are now on the Facebooks.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I forget what we're called, like a radio show is our category, but you can find us as 6Bs and a P.
It wasn't at the moment that you put the show on Facebook, like when their stock finally rose above opening value?
It was, yeah.
And the very second?
I've also, besides emailing the Browns, had sent a line to Zuckerberg that had not heard. I was trying to get him to sponsor the hotline for Brian Weeby.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Facebook.
Please book it.
Privacy? Try Facebook.
Our other reoccurring thing was always a big, big fun one to do was the tweet of the week.
Oh, wait, wait. Go on.
Why?
I had to prep something. Just denounce the fucking tweet or whatever.
Wow. Now I'm really excited to do it.
Hey, now he's getting hostile drunk.
You feel like you're on board. Are we ready? I mean, or is there something?
Yeah. You'll know when you're ready.
Clean Route tweet of the week comes to us from Billy Wynn.
That's what What's Billy Wynn have to say?
Huh?
What's Billy Wynn have to say?
Billy Wynn, you can find him, his Twitter handle, at Billy_boy, and that's B-O-I.
Of course.
_90.
That's Billy Wynn. Underscores.
_ Browns, _ NFL.
At AquabearLegion.com.
He says, I swear I hear gunshots by the hotel. 2 nights in a row, # thug life, # hit the floor.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's a white dude from Boise State, I think.
What hotel is he staying in?
With a name like
Billy Wynn? I don't know if it's in Cleveland or what. I checked out his Twitter, and he's a Las Vegas native, so maybe he's staying. Yeah,
he's at the Bellagio.
He's in old Las Vegas. So Billy Wynn.
So he's at the Golden Nugget.
Thug life.
Huh.
The floor. Yeah, that's your tweet of the week. Instagram pretty much just been Joe Hayden putting pictures of his shoes up.
Man loves shoes.
He does. I did see, and Joe, we'd love to have you on the show, so I hope I don't offend you in saying this. Joe Hayden got married this offseason.
Hey, congratulations.
Congrats to Joe.
Pretty excited by that. Big thank you to all of you for doing that.
Joe Hayden, if you want to be on the show, get to us at I Love Shoes at Instagram.
@AquaBear.
Just come by. You can also, Joe, PM us. I'll give you my address. We'll just hang out, man, like bros, you know.
Talk about it. We're bros.
Which Brown do you think would be the best just to kind of bro down with?
Current or former?
Either or.
Hmm. I don't know.
Gary Player?
Gary Player, that's a
was
golfer.
It Gary? Yeah. What was it?
Gary Player was a Scott golfer, player. Yeah.
Scott Player.
Scott Player, the punter.
I'd say Tim Couch. He's rolling with playmates and such.
He is. I think, yeah, he is. He's married to a playmate.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Palmer. Tweet of the week. Season predictions. I wanted to do that before we took off, too. Guys, what do you think the Browns are going to do this year? Win, loss, general prediction, anything? Ian?
Well, first and foremost, I think they're going to play 16 football games that count.
Okay.
Could well happen. At least, right?
At least.
At the very least.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to win every single one of those.
Every single game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, based on the preseason, if I extrapolate that out into the regular season, they haven't lost during the preseason, so they're not going to lose during the regular season.
I like it.
Sound logic.
Consistency. Chris Pullen?
I think I'm going to stick with my hopes and dreams from last year, despite them being crushed, and go for 8-8. 500 would make me happy. That would give me hope for the future.
All right, 8-8. Ooh, I didn't really think about this, even though I wrote this idea down for us to do this. I think, you know, the other thing I wanted to talk about quick is that this is one of the only chances in a while that it looks like the Steelers and the Ravens might not be that good.
That is true. The Ravens had a defection.
Looked pretty good. But, if 8-8 would be awesome, I think they can't do much better or worse than that. I mean, if they're 7 or 9, 6 and I'd prefer them be 7 or 9, 8 and 8, 9 and 7. They could sneak in there, but you know, I don't know. I just think it's a lot. It's a lot of changes for 1 year, whole new staff. Yeah.
Honestly, if they're not going to make the playoffs, I'd prefer them go like 1 and 15.
Just for that.
Yeah, basically. But well, they're going to go 16-0, so it didn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Not Brandon Weeden will be league MVP.
Mm-hmm. Then he can retire because he'll be of that age.
Before we sign off here, we have just a little bit of business to attend to. I'm going to give a quick promo, and then we're going to come back. And Chris, we have some. We were talking earlier on the break, some retractions and errors on our part. Obviously, we mostly don't know what we're talking about. But there's a few things we wanted to specifically tell you. I wanted to mention, of course, you know, this is hosted on the website AquaBearLegion.com. AquaBear's big annual AquaBear County Fair is coming up, 7th annual this year, September 7th. A bunch of bands, all for free, 3 nights, Thursday, September 5th at the Union, Friday the 6th at CASA, and then Saturday the 7th back at the Union. Tons of awesome bands. Check out the full lineup, see everyone that's playing which day on AquaBearLegion.com, and it does not cost you any money. Just show up and watch music, and, you know, it'll be fun.
It is fun.
And AquaBear Legion is pretty amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your source for force.
Your one source for force.
Source for force. Also, I'm hoping, too, and maybe saying it publicly will make me do it, to put together another episode, finally, of my other podcast, The Moose is Loose, in place of Ohio for you at some point this fall. And AquaBear's just got a bunch of other interesting stuff coming up and going on. Another thing I wanted to mention quick is that we are lucky enough to partner with Misra Records in Cleveland, Continental Tapes and Records, to put out a really, really awesome thing, which is a never-before-sort-of-heard mass-release thing of the Spine Riders, which is Jason Molina of Magnolia Electric Company in Songs, Ohio, who passed away earlier this year. Jason was from Lorain, Ohio, and friends with some of the AquaBears, and we're going to release with Misra and a few other people a cassette tape of their high school band, which includes AquaBear's own Todd Jacobs. It is sweet metal punk high school awesomeness.
Really looking forward to hearing that.
Yes, you can pre-order that now. It will be packaged by Pride by the AquaBear at the end of this month. I think it comes out August 30th or so, but you can pre-order it now. There's a link on AquaBear's homepage, probably right up above where this podcast is playing from. Chris, retractions and
corrections, errors we made. At the beginning of the podcast, I used the word sensical, not a word.
Not a word. The ombudsman checked that out.
Nonsensical, however.
Nonsensical is a word. Sensical,
okay. Not. My whole world is just crumbling around me right now.
Yeah, I know. I also jokingly suggested that maybe First Energy Stadium should be 41st Energy Stadium, suggesting that the Browns would be in 41st place in a 32-league team.
Not possible.
Was that hyperbole or a mistake?
To be fair, it is the Browns. It is possible.
There has been years, I will defend you, Chris, there has been years I remember where, like, you know, you would see a ranking of the quarterbacks, or, like, we play fantasy, I play fantasy football, and they would rank, like, the quarterbacks, and, you know, there is how many teams, 32 or whatever it is, but the Browns quarterback wouldn't be anywhere in the 32. There were backups that were ranked higher, and it'd be like, oh,
it's
Colt McCoy, and he's ranked 41st. And so it is possible they could be ranked
41st. And finally,
Ian had something, right?
Ian, yeah.
I said Phil Hughes when I meant either Phil Taylor or John Hughes. I'm not sure which anymore.
They're both defensive tackles for the Browns.
Phil Hughes is a starting pitcher for the New York Yankees.
All right.
John Hughes has to be, like, what, in his 50s?
I believe so. Is he still making movies?
Who?
John Hughes.
Probably.
He's playing for the Browns now.
He plays for the Browns, yeah. He went on to play defensive tackle for the Browns. I think that's it. You guys have anything else to add? Season kicks off, right, in a couple weeks.
We got three more preseason games yet.
Three more preseason games, and then September 8th against the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, boy.
So we'll have another episode after that first regular season game?
Yeah, I would say you can expect them. You know, we'll try to shoot for no later than Wednesday after the game, probably Tuesday if we can get them up. So, you know, somewhere that week after we'll have the first episode. And I'm hoping we'll actually have a new theme song. If it's not for that one, it'll be hopefully at some point this season. So
I've heard that theme song.
It's yeah.
It's really going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, check back soon, too, for the remainder of the Nelsonville Music Fest.
Yes.
Sometimes the Buried U2 podcasts.
That's right. We are, you know, joined by other podcasts here on the show, on the site, I'm sorry. So we like to give a shout-out to Sometimes the Buried U. Chris, you're from that show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Noah.
Woo!
Here. And they're funny. Sometimes those guys, you never know what they'll do. Sometimes the Buried U, and they were at my day job thing, the Nelsonville Music Festival, doing a bunch of awesome podcasting. And Saturday and Sunday will come. Saturday will be coming up. Probably might even already be up by the time this one goes up. I just have to check.
Take some stuff out though, right?
That's not true. Yeah, you will need to take some stuff out. So it'll be up there at some point. It'll be.
What did you do?
Yeah. Well, we just recorded everything.
Horrible
so
thing.
Some of the stuff we can't release. It's not the free marketplace of ideas that Bernie Kosar's adult movie daughter is.
Stupid.
And
Bernadette Kosar would love to have you.
Ian, besides being an aqua bear for life for a while, you have some plugging of things you do as well. And let's be civil. I mean, like, I realize the kind of innuendo I made there.
I'm on the radio sometimes in central Minnesota. So if just go to kvsc.org and click on Listen Live and maybe it will hear me. It's a crapshoot. Who the fuck knows?
Do you have a NPR voice?
No. This is how it goes the entire time. It's me rambling like some asshole talking about shitty music that nobody in central Minnesota cares about.
What are you drinking?
Well, now, yeah, I just picked up a coffee.
I thought that was like a cup of soup. I'm like, geez. You're just guzzling that.
I just want liquids in me at all times.
Man loves soup. All right, let's wrap this up so I can watch Breaking Bad.
Right. Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, my God, yes. Let's talk about that for another hour.
No, that's a different show.
Chris, right. Breaking Bad predictions.
Chris and Ian, thank you so much for coming on. I hope to have both of you on a whole bunch throughout the rest of the season.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was fun here in studio. Big thank you to Sherry Oliver for your funny names. Big thank you as well to Chicago's Brian Wiebe for chiming in with his diatribe earlier.
They'll back in the chamber.
Yep.
Back in the chamber with you to listen to Bernie. They'll both show up a bunch this season as well. Thanks to all of you out there for listening. If you want to answer the trivia question, say something that made you mad or that you liked, tweet at us at 6B1P, number 6. Letter B, number one, letter P. You can also find us on Facebook or email me, brian@aquabearlegion.com. Thanks to aquabearlegion.com for hosting us. Ohio Music and Art, go support stuff. Your one source for force. Go Browns.
Woo, Browns.
Go Browns.
Woo. And this is where the theme song will be playing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.